Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 15th Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Magnus Gerten, who is presenting his film Becoming Zlatan here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Would you be able to tell our listeners what the film is about?
The film is about the most famous person in Sweden. He's more famous than the king. He's more famous than ABBA in Sweden. It's about football player Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Yeah. And it's about him as a young person, as a young player. And actually, me and my brother, who is also a director, we happened to be there when he played his first games. We did the first ever interview with him. So we followed him for 2 years, and then things started to explode. And then we kept a lot of that material. We kept for like 15 years. But then we realized, okay, maybe now we need to do the film because he's so famous now.
Yeah. So you actually filmed throughout all these years and throughout this time?
No, we were there in the beginning. And so the film is about him as a young player, his decisive years. You know, the years when it's still a struggle, the years when you don't know if he's going to succeed or how big he will become. Yeah. So it starts in Sweden, and that we filmed him in Sweden during 2 years. And then he has 3 years in Amsterdam, Ajax, playing there. And the film ends with him coming to Juventus in Italy, and there he gets recognized as a world-class player, and then in a way his struggle is finished at that point. Yeah. So you can also say if because we are at the film festival, we should use all these fine terms. It's a coming of age film.
There is that kind of feeling that the documentary is a documentary, but it's not a conventional documentary. It's like a fiction film in a way, right?
I think the feeling, why you get that feeling is because when we edit our films, when we tell our documentaries, we have done it with several other feature-length documentaries, is that we try to use the fiction methods of storytelling. Mm. We need a narrative that is built on drama. It has to be something at stake. I mean, there's so many. You have like a narrative checklist that we are going through. It has to be as exciting, as dramatic, as entertaining as a fiction film. Otherwise, it's not worth the years we put into our work.
And it was years. How long did it take exactly?
I mean, it depends if you're counting the first years when we were filming him. That was a couple of years, and then the process of this film started 3 years ago. So it usually takes me 3 years to do a film. It's quite a long time, and you really feel you have to be happy with the film afterwards. Yeah. It has to be an important subject matter, something that you personally have a relationship to. And that is the case of Zlatan, because he's from my hometown. And we all in Sweden have a relation to Zlatan.
Right. Well, let's take it from the beginning. How did you decide that he would be a worthy subject to kind of film? Because, you know, it's kind of strange because in the end it worked out for him. He's one of the most famous footballers in the world. But back then he was just a kid playing football, you know.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because the first time I heard about him, I was, because me and my brother, we were hanging out in a way with football players in our team, Malmo FF, and we were doing another documentary about crazy supporters, and that's why we were there. And I heard he was like a classical Swedish team player, defender, saying, he was pointing at this young guy playing some meters away, and he said, that is probably the biggest talent I've ever seen, but I don't think he has the mental capacity to make it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's quite funny these days, because that's what he really has. It's a mental capacity. And then he was showing up in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. We were there, and we noticed immediately that he was very different. He was not the typical Swedish team player. He was cocky, he was funny, he was smiling, and he had a charisma.
Yeah.
And as a documentary filmmaker, you're drawn to these people. We would not know, of course, that he would be so famous, but we got fascinated by this young guy. And so we started to film him just by chance. We didn't know if we ever were going to use it. But then it took, I think, just 6 months, and then it exploded. He became quite well known in Sweden. People were writing about him and so on. So then we realized, okay, maybe we should follow him a little bit more. Yeah, we were lucky, of course.
And he was happy with it. He was happy with letting you film. And, you know, what was your relationship with him while you were making the film?
I mean, I think it was good that we were the first ones ever to do an interview with him. So,
oh, wow.
We did the first media interview with him. So that's quite amazing that we were able to do that. No, he has always been very protective about who he is. He has this big integrity. And of course, in a way, he is an enigma. He's still an enigma, and he was an enigma at that point. You feel that there's something behind the smile, that there's a big story inside him. And that's what you're also is drawn to as a documentary filmmaker. You feel, there's something there behind. So the enigma is still there in a way, and we are not revealing the big story, which has a lot to do with his background, his complicated upbringing, and be living alone with his father, who had big alcohol problems.
Yeah.
So that is a part of him protecting him as the child of an alcoholic. I mean, I think that's a classic story. And so he has this integrity, and even though we read about him every day in the newspapers in Sweden, we still feel he's an enigma. There's a story behind. And that's why he works so well in the film.
Yeah. Also contributing to the film itself and to the portrait of Ibrahimovic is interviews from some really amazing, an amazing cast of names, especially like his teammates of the time, you know, when he was playing in Ajax, and managers. How did you, was it difficult to kind of get them to be part of the film?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, they are superstars, and they were quite reluctant because they didn't know what kind of project we were doing. We are independent filmmakers. We are not approved by the Zlatan and his management. So it means that we have to prove that we are something special, that we are on a level that we will do a good interview and so on. And we were doing this together with friends in Holland, in Amsterdam, a production company there, and a production company in Italy. So we needed that kind of help to get all these people into the film. And then we also interviewed the Egyptian player Mido.
Yeah.
And he's in Cairo. He's the big football star in Egypt. And it was, in a way, it was just going there by chance and seeing if he was able to talk to us. And then you get your 1 hour interview to do, and you need to get it to work. You need to find a tone, you need to find the intimacy of it immediately. And that's the trade, that's what we're doing, that's our profession in taking good care of that opportunity. And I'm quite happy about some of those interviews because there's the way they talk about Zlatan, their former teammate, is in a way, it's like a mirror to who he is. And you feel that they really liked him. And they also understood him because they had been there themselves. They were like bad boys. But they never became as successful as he did. So it's a big process, and you try out so many things, and you need to be lucky. I've been doing like 12, 14 films like this, so it's. I guess I've learned something on the way.
There you go. Just as a final question, I guess one thing that I want to ask you is about the difficulties of being an independent filmmaker, and making this film about one of the biggest stars in the world. Is there any kind of difficulties that you encounter throughout the production, and do you expect to encounter any afterwards?
Yeah, there, of course, the process of making a documentary is so many obstacles. Everything from financing to getting people to be part of the film. And it was especially complicated because we did not do this film together with Zlatan. We informed his management some years ago that we were doing the film, and we were keeping them updated about what we were doing. And then we sent them the final cut. We sent to his manager, his agent, brand agent in Stockholm, who really liked the film. Okay. We didn't hear anything so far from Zlatan. But, you know, the other option would have been to do a film together with Zlatan's management, and that would have been a corporate film, like the Cristiano Ronaldo film or the Messi film, and we are independent filmmakers.
Yeah. Okay, well, I love the film. It's terrific.
Thank you.
And I definitely recommend it to everyone to watch. Is there a way of keeping up with the news of the film?
Yeah, it's spread now all over Europe. So I'm sorry to say that I'm not really informed on how it works in every country. It's going up now in France. It's going to be quite big in France because he was playing there in Paris, and we certainly hope that he will go to like Premier League or Manchester United, because that would be amazing.
Wow. Do you think he will? He said he doesn't seem to like British football. That's what he says in the film.
Yeah, that clip has been published in so many newspapers these last weeks, because there's big speculations about him going to Manchester United. I don't know, but he's still a really good player.
So
it's too early for him to retire and move his family to Miami or LA and play in the American League. That would be too boring. We want to see him do some more magic.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.